If you're determined to rear godly sons and daughters, then you need to expect opposition. 2 Timothy 3:12 says, "All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." That doesn't mean that every Christian will be persecuted, but every Christian who desires to live a godly life will be persecuted. There will be loss for any life lived totally for God's standard, even here in Britain. As long as you move with the herd, there's no opposition. But once you start building biblical convictions into your life and living by them, once you start fashioning your lifestyle, relationships, finances, and family after Christ and not after the crowd, then you understand what it means to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." The word train means to dedicate. It's the same word used in 1 Kings chapter 8, where it talks of Solomon's dedication of the temple. And do you know how much it cost him? It cost him 22,000 oxen. It cost him 120,000 sheep. There's a price to pay for raising godly children. But if our children are going to make an impact upon this generation for Jesus Christ, they need dads who are prepared to pay whatever price is necessary to love and to train and to protect their sons and daughters. Living here in Europe, there is an increasing sense that we are living in the last days. We don't know what lies around the corner for our children. We don't know what opposition and persecution our children may be called upon to face. It's not our responsibility to worry about the future, but it is our responsibility to train them and to prepare them for whatever the world or other Christians might hurl at them. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.